fucking cocksucker, motherfucking shit fucker. What am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing the best that I can. No, that's all I can ask of myself. But is that good enough? Is my work doing any good? Is anybody paying attention? Is it hopeless to try and change things? The African guy is a sign, right? Because if he isn't, then nothing in this world makes any sense to me. I'm fucked. Maybe I should quit. Don't quit. Maybe I should just fucking quit. Don't fucking quit. Just, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to fucking do anymore. Fucker. Fuck shit! I'm glad we saved a piece of this marsh. I know it's small, but at least it's something. Don't stop fighting. We're gonna save a lot more of this place. To celebrate, I have a poem I'd like to read. Nobody sits like this rock sits. You rock, rock. The rock just sits and is. You show us how to just sit here, and that's what we need.
Yeah, you did it.
Any press come?
Yeah, local papers here. What's wrong?
Nothing, it's just I have an appointment to check out this African guy.
What African guy?
Exactly, what African guy?
I have a 1 o'clock appointment. Sorry I'm late. This place is like a maze.
Have a seat. We'll be right with you.
Why don't you just tell me what your situation is?
Look, I'm not really sure I know exactly what you guys do here, all right?
Well, we'll investigate and solve your case.
How?
If you sign a contract, we'll follow you.
You'll spy?
Yes.
On me?
Yes.
Will you be spying on me in the bathroom?
Yes.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
Why?
There's nothing too small. You know, when police find the slightest bit of DNA and build a case on it, if we might see you floss or masturbate, that could be the key to your entire reality.
So I'm hiring you to spy on me.
That's right, so we can figure out your situation and resolve your crisis. In addition, my associate will approach your case from a different angle.
What do you mean a different angle? What does that mean?
Regarding your perception of reality, he'll tell you about that. Who sent you here?
Nobody. Found your card.
Where?
Some fancy restaurant that I'd never been to before.
Yeah.
I didn't have a proper attire, so they let me borrow a suit jacket. Well, I reached into my pocket, and there was your card. The weird thing is, I always have a jacket.
But not that day.
No.
Brad Stan.
Hey.
Kind of a coincidence.
Yes, exactly. My case is a coincidence.
About the restaurant and the jacket?
No, that's...
I'm talking about a big coincidence. It involves one man. It's a three-parter. Okay, ready? First part. I went to a place called Schottinger's Photo Archives. I was there getting stills of early Bob Dylan. In comes this tall African guy, like 18 years old or something. You know, he's in there getting photos of Morris Chestnut, Shaquille O'Neal, Jim Carrey. He's an autograph hound, kind of guy who likes to get glosses of famous people and get them signed. 2 weeks later, I see the same tall African guy who's working as a doorman at my friend's building.
Oh my God!
Who's your friend?
Jay Wendorf, but it's not his apartment, it's his girlfriend's.
What's her name?
Kelly Coulter. So, okay, so that's two. One time at Schottinger's Photo Archive. Second time as the doorman. Third time I see this man, he's in a van at the mall.
What are you doing at the mall?
I'm working. I'm making a statement for the open spaces.
Yeah, he's back. Crazy bastard. You don't plant no tree in this parking lot.
What are you doing?
I gotta come take that tree, remove it, and let traffic through. That just creates more work for me.
They're not always meaningful.
Yeah, it's meaningful.
Meaningful how?
That's what I want you to find out.
About your life?
Yeah, about my life and about the whole thing, about the universe, you know? The big one.
I mean, should I keep doing what I'm doing? Is it hopeless?
Mr. Markovsky, we see a lot of people in here who claim they want to know the ultimate truth about reality. They want to peer under the surface at the big everything. But this can be a very painful process, full of surprises. It can dismantle the world as you know it. That's why most people prefer to remain on the surface of things. Maybe you should go home. Let sleeping dogs lie. Take it easy. What do you say?
I say don't give me the brush off. Please. I want to know. This is big.
Have you ever transcended space and time?
Yes. No. Time, not space. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I take it you don't make very much money, Mr. Markovsky.
Is that going to be a problem? I mean, are you expensive, what you do here?
We have a sliding scale. Some of our clients pay $30 a week. Some of our wealthy clients pay several thousand a week.
I can't believe you guys actually exist. I mean, how long have you been doing this?
17 years, 352 cases.
That's crazy. I'm going to have to ask you to please steer clear of my office because my work situation is a little shaky, all right?
You want us to stay away from your job?
Yeah, if you come snooping around my office, it could make me look unstable and it could hurt me.
I want you to meet my colleague. Bernard?
Uh-huh.
This is Mr. Markovsky.
Hi.
It's going to have to be pro bono.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you very much for taking on my case.
Oh, you're welcome, you're welcome.
Hold on. He hasn't signed a contract.
Well, listen, we'll get to the contract.
No, it's too much too soon.
It's always too much too soon. That's the nature of the
business. No, approach patience
will
finesse.
You stop? Come on.
We need to start with his specifics, Bernard.
We need to go past logic, though. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Will you tell me where we're having dinner tonight?
Korean barbecue.
Really? Okay, let's get started.
Is this part of my investigation?
Yes. Say this blanket represents all the matter and energy in the universe, okay? You, me, everything. Nothing has been left out, all right? All the particles, everything.
What's outside this blanket?
More blankets, that's the point.
Blankets, everything.
Exactly, this is everything, okay? Let's just say that this is me, right? And I'm, 60-odd years old, and I'm wearing a gray suit, blah, blah, blah. And let's say over here, this is you, and you're, I don't know, you're 21, you've got dark hair, etc. And over here, this is Vivian, my wife and colleague. And then over here, this is the Eiffel Tower, right? It's Paris. And this is a war, and this is a museum, and this is a disease, and this is an orgasm, and this is a hammer.
Everything is the same, even if it's different.
Exactly. But our everyday mind forgets this. We think everything is separate, limited. I'm over here, you're over there, which is true. But it's not the whole truth, because we're all connected. Because we are connected.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, now. We need to learn how to see the blanket truth all the time, right in the everyday stuff. And that's what this is for.
Why?
Why what?
Why do I need to learn how to see the blanket thing all the time in the everyday stuff?
Well, you wouldn't want to miss out on the big picture, would you?
Uh-uh.
That's partly why you're here, right? Uh-huh. And this is it. I'm talking about it right now. I mean, it'll take a while for you to get it, you know? But it'll help you.
How?
When you get the blanket thing, you can relax because everything you could ever want or be, you already have and are. That sound pretty good?
Sounds very good.
All right, get in.
You want me to get in?
Mm-hmm.
So get in here?
Yeah.
What's going to happen to me in there?
Oh, hey, you're going to see. You'll find out. The purpose of this suit, Mr. Makowski, is to help shut down your everyday perceptions and give up your usual identity that you think separates you from everything. This room, this street, this town, this country, this economy, this history, this planet, your body, your senses, your job, everything that you identify with.
Hey, man, how's it going? You're an asshole.
We will fucking destroy you, Gary!
Got Shaquille, O'Neal, I got Shaq.
Brad Stan.
Hey, how are you?
So what's the Open Spaces take on that?
Well, I think you guys can definitely rebuild in areas that are already run down instead of tearing up new land. New land. New land.
We're open to that.
That's who we are at Open Spaces. We can't throw that away.
No, we're not asking you to throw that away. Hell, look, I'm not going to bullshit you, right? I mean, part of this is we took a beating in the press for all our growth, opening so many stores in such a short time. So if we work with you and your Open Spaces coalition, is that going to help the Huckabee's image?
Yes.
Does it help me?
Yes.
Do I benefit from getting some great PR for Huckabee's when we need it? Absolutely. But do I care about saving the Open Spaces? Yes, I do.
Don't look at me. What's wrong with you?
Beat it, you little pussy. 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 Pussy.
Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. Pussy. You're an asshole.
How are you? Okay? Doing okay?
I thought you said that was going to relax me.
Eventually, but you have to practice at home, okay? You got a lot of layers in there, don't you? Huh? All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How am I supposed to practice at home? I don't have one of these.
It doesn't matter what you can do. It's just use an eye mask or just shut your eyes, okay?
That tree when I was a little girl, and I thought we had a chance, but they chopped it all to pieces.
Hi, I have some questions about power lines over the playground where my daughter goes to school. Please call me Marjorie at 969.
Hey, we gotta talk, man.
Hey, what's going on? Where is everybody?
Brad moved the meeting.
He what?
To Huckabee's corporate.
All right, listen. Okay, I want you to do this. I want you to get me the national office on the phone right now. You call Orrin Spence
okay.
And tell him that Brad Stanton is trying to hijack my coalition, all right? Do that right now, please.
Okay. And this should have gone out to the other chapter a week ago.
I want those flyers out of the parking lot.
It's a free country. The poems work.
Oh, you are pissing people off.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I'm not.
Oh, really, no, I'm not.
You know what? Let me tell you something. If my poems had gone out with the Shania mailing, it'd be a different story.
You know what?
What?
You're not leading this coalition anymore.
I am a coalition.
Oh,
I wrote the
not
charter.
For long.
I'm still
not
important.
For long.
I'm not going to any meeting at Huckabee.
I can't get him.
Well, can you just keep trying? Yes. Just keep trying, Orin Spence. Brad cannot do this to us, all right?
How can she get you out of the charter,
she
man?
She can't!
This is my work situation. The one I was telling you about, it's a little... I'll describe it later to you if we could just...
Don't worry, Albert. We're going to knock that meeting on its ass.
Get these out, please.
So, you're fighting suburban sprawl, and this fellow, Brad Stan, and you have had some kind of falling out.
Turning out like a sore thumb. Remember I told you not to come by my work situation?
Oh, yes, I remember. Now tell me, did the coalition inspire the poetry? Or did the poetry inspire the coalition?
This is looking a little weird right now. Can we schedule a time when you can come by?
You know, this thread of your...
This has nothing to do with my coincidence. My coincidence has to do with a tall African man.
Mr. Korn is having a crisis. You better talk to him. Mr. Korn, crisis.
Tommy, what is it?
Catch me up to speed. Tell me what's happened.
What's happening is she wants to talk about my work situation. I want to know about my coincidence.
I'm talking about what's happening right now.
This is what's happening right now. I'm telling you, she's spying.
I'm talking about the blanket.
I don't know how to do the blanket right now.
Like this.
I need facts, Bernard, to piece together a theory.
Oh, no time for infinity. Got to piece together a theory.
This isn't cool. Listen, you go visit Mr. Korn. His wife is leaving him. I think I've got a really hot lead, Bernard.
Albert, the universe is an infinite sphere whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere.
Well, how can the center be everywhere if the, She just opened in the back of Angela's.
You know, you gotta keep using the method, Albert. I gotta check on Mr. Korn right now, okay? That method works. Don't forget to use it, all right?
Guys?
If nothing matters, how can I matter?
I don't know if nothingness matters or somethingness matters. I'm trying to figure that out, and I want you to help me.
You know what? Somethingness, nothingness. You know what? I can't. You figure it out. Let go. Let go of me.
Okay. Hold on. Now, tell me what happened. Okay?
She won't stay and share this with me.
Tell me what that is.
It's important. I mean, I see it so clearly.
Yeah.
You use petroleum, you're a murderer. That's
right.
A fact.
A murderer.
Killing the ozone and all the creatures that it's hurting?
Calm down.
Two.
Yeah.
Killing Arabs and oil-producing dictatorships where everybody is poor?
Yes.
That is cruelty and it's inhumane.
I know you've talked to me about
this. All right.
This.
So if this world is temporary, identity is an illusion, then everything is meaningless and it doesn't matter if you use petroleum.
No,
that's got me very confused.
It matters. Look, Tommy. See, this is a universe and that's our galaxy over
what
here.
What universe?
What universe? This.
What?
Tommy,
this?
Come on. Yeah.
Come on. There's dust and gas there.
Yeah.
There's us over here. And good and bad luck in the middle. That's chaos. That's my beat.
You know, this doesn't sound like you.
No, Bubon talks about space.
Where'd you get that book?
You sent it to me.
No, we would never give you this book.
You didn't send
Catherine this book. Catherine Bubon is full of shit. What is she doing
here?
Who
sent it to me?
Oh, my God. She never leaves Paris. This is insane.
This is a pretty good book. You should read this.
What?
Hey, she says nothing's connected. Doesn't matter what you do. You can drive a car, you could burn up gas, which would explain the way things actually are, where people do destructive things like it doesn't even matter.
Tommy, everything is connected and everything matters. There is not an atom in our bodies that has not been forged in the furnace of the sun. Now, isn't that cool, huh?
Yes.
That's a cool thing, isn't it?
But.
But what? You tell me where she contradicts that.
Oh, right here.
Where?
Where? Less than 5% of the cosmos is composed of the same elements that compose human life.
You know...
There you go. That means we're all alone and we're miserable and isolated.
Molly, if you leave him before he gets done dismantling, he will never make it to the other side, okay?
You know what? I'm done with the dismantling.
You don't want to ask these questions?
No. I want to live my life.
What is that life, baby? What are we part of? Who are we? Look at this. Look at this. Do you know where these come from?
Yeah. My closet.
Indonesia. Baby, this is the truth, okay? Little girls like you, they have to work in dark factories where they go blind for $1.60 a month just to make mommy her pretty shoes. Can you even imagine that, Caitlin?
I don't want the children to work in factories.
Don't
listen,
honey.
Daddy is crazy.
Daddy's not crazy, baby. The world is crazy. It's important to ask these questions.
Daddy is crazy.
doesn't ask because Mommy doesn't care.
Oh,
don't
God.
Stop asking questions, baby.
Damn you! How dare you!
Stupid! Chippy,
put her in the car, will you? 5% of the cosmos
give me the teddy.
Composed of the same give elements that compose human life.
What does that matter?
You should be asking these questions, Skip.
Come on, guys, give him a break. His therapist is down here to help him out.
Excuse me, what did you call me?
Your therapist.
No, I'm not his therapist.
We need to sit down and talk, because this book is making a lot of sense to me.
I am not a therapist, and what is Catherine Vauban doing in the United States?
What the hell are you talking about?
For you, it's only 4 months
old. Wait, listen to the master, all right?
I'm with Shania. We're opening a
megastore down by the loop. Shania's there promoting her apparel, right?
It's 4 o'clock and she's starving, so I order a ton of tuna fish sandwiches.
No mayo.
Stop it!
Shania hates mayo, all right? And she can't eat chicken salad. That's no joke, right? We gave it to her once. She threw up in the limo.
She
the lady hates the chicken limo. Salad. So I bring out a bunch of tuna fish sandwiches. She still doesn't believe me. I say, Shania, I'm allergic to mayo, right? Which, by the way, is a lie. Shania still doesn't believe me, so I eat 2 of the sandwiches in front of her to prove it. So she eats 1.5 sandwiches, 1.5 sandwiches, before she realizes it's chicken salad.
She actually lied. She did not vomit.
He made her change her mind. And that's what they want upstairs in corporate. Okay?
Excuse me. Can I help you? Excuse me?
Yes, I'm here for the open spaces meeting with Brad Stand.
Okay, well, then you are in the wrong area entirely. Come on, come with me. I'll show you where to go.
Thank you. You're very, very helpful. Thanks.
There's no reason for you to be up here. This is an executive private floor. It's for, come on, pick it up. You'll have to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're an executive or an executive's assistant or someone who is a... No, ma'am. Shania has no song for you. Let's move it along this way. Must be on another floor. Security is very tight in this building, or at least I thought it was very tight in this building, but of course every now and then we get somebody who is on the floor and people flitting about.
It's Ad Huckabee. Let me try that one more time. Okay. Tops and mops, 50% off all women's shirts and hair products. This week only. Ad Huckabee, the everything store.
Don, can we do it one more time? I think we can do it better.
I suck, Daryl.
You're doing
that
so
really
great,
sucks.
Don.
I can't do this. I can't do it.
Don't give me that face. Your voice is the trademark voice of Huckabee.
Oh, there she is. You're a one sneaky lady. I was almost in the elevators. We're going now. Come on now. Let's move it along. There we go. I'll show you where you need to go.
Moved my meeting to the Huckabee's Corporation. I saved this rock. I'm going to save this place. They're not going to save this place.
Rat fucking bastard, Brad Stan, corporate prick bastard, whole motherfucking dickhead.
Betrayed by Albert Markovsky. Is it possible for anybody in this world to work together to make it better? I don't think so.
It was Albert's vision. This whole thing was Albert's
Tell
vision.
Me about Brad Stan.
Well, Albert let him in, which was a mistake.
No!
He dropped Albert's poems from the benefit.
And the mail.
Slow down. Someone tell me about the woods and the marsh.
Mary Jane, this is your story. Why don't you do it?
All right. Well, my great-grandfather owned the woods and the marsh. We deeded them over to the municipality in 1972 in perpetuity for the public.
Tell me why.
We just wanted to share this beautiful place. and now the town is looking at subclauses.
Oh,
and they all of a sudden want yet another mall and houses on this beautiful Mars.
So we're fighting.
We have to save the Mars.
All right, I'm late, guys. I got the photo of the wetlands right here.
Here's the Martian woods we're gonna save. This photo says good times and peace. Shania's right here. No silly poetry. Let the beauty speak for itself.
And this is where the little Jack in the Pulpit lives.
See, an image is always better. You've got to reach people quick.
That's right.
They don't understand poems. Right. They don't want to hear poems. They have no time for them. They think too much.
Absolutely.
Open spaces, teas for everyone. Mary Jane. Extra small for your grandson, is that right?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Open spaces, teas. And here is the schedule for the benefit.
First up, cocktail. Then Mary Jane, you introduce the Mars video, background story, animals, plants, and stuff. Angela, you speak.
Barney
speaks for Huckabees. I speak. Then Shania sings. Shania Twain entertains us.
Yes.
Hi, we met?
Vivian Jaffe.
Brad Stan.
She's a prospective from...
Albert Markovsky.
Oh, I didn't know.
Sorry, that's not your
word.
What's the matter with that? How are you connected?
Through an investigation.
Oh, I worry for him. He alienates people. What kind of investigation?
Existential. I'd like to ask a few questions,
what?
If you don't mind.
Actually, we do. We do because
you know what?
We've got to meet and we're a little late. Sounds kind of interesting, though. Have you got a car?
Yes.
I don't mean to give you a hard time. Existential. Was that like a therapy?
Okay, and let's go, sneaky lady. Let's step it outside.
I told you to stay away from my work situation.
If we're going to solve your coincidence, we have to put it into context. The conflict with Brad Stan seems very important.
So you call my Huckabee's corporate and say you're my fucking existential detective? I'm lucky if I last another day.
Look, we can solve your case a lot sooner if you're straight with us.
I'm being straight with you. Brad smeared me and took the coalition in a different direction. That's straight.
At Schottinger's photo archive where you met Mr. Nirmieri.
Who's that?
The African guy.
That's the African guy from my coincidence. This is what I want to talk about.
It wasn't your first time at Schottinger's, was it?
Did I say it was?
You did. You agree it wasn't.
Sure. It wasn't my first time there. Big deal.
It was more like a regular thing with you, and you weren't finding a still of Bob Dylan. You were planning photos of yourself in the archive.
What are you getting at?
Why would you do something like that? To be noticed? Maybe urgently?
Maybe, yeah.
Uh-huh. How did that affect things with Brad at the Coalition?
How did it affect things with the Coalition? Gee, I don't know. You know, it was a drag. It really was a drag, because I wanted my poems to go out with the fundraiser mailing. Brad didn't. He was all obsessed with Shania, Pete Sampras. Not what we were really supposed to be focusing on. Hurt.
So you planted photos of yourself and your poems at Schottinger's. Brad didn't respect you.
No, he didn't.
And yet you brought him into the Open Spaces Coalition. Why is that?
Because I needed the corporate sponsor to take my cause to another level. That's why. Why else would I do it?
Like we said, to be noticed.
This is absurd. Show me my folder.
No! That is not productive.
At the photo archive, you spent a lot of time looking at old Jessica Lange bathing suit stills. Why?
That's only because Lange comes before Markovsky. I was putting my headshots under Markovsky, and then Ella's right before it. I might have looked at a little bit of Lange on the way out. What's the big deal?
Albert, baby, come on.
What, is it a crime? Is it a crime to look at Lange?
Have you ever been in love?
What kind of question is that?
Do you even believe in love?
Or do you only have fantasy relationships because anything else would be too painful?
Bernard, excuse me, but I'm making some progress here.
So am I, darling. So am I.
Oh, no. I'm not going in that thing. Every time I go in there, it's all hating faces that I have to chop up with a machete.
And then they multiply. And we're going to address that right now. Okay.
I leave it to you.
Come on, you can't retreat. Back into the fray, Albert. Let's go. I'm in your corner. Okay, Albert, I want you to melt your usual identity like you did before.
Stop looking at me. I said stop looking at me.
Dawn is going to love doing spots for the open spaces.
Who's Dawn?
Miss Huckabee's. Dawn. She loves your poems. The one about the rock?
Nobody sits like this rock sits.
The one. She loves poems. She loves forests, meadows, getting outside. We'll just throw the jet skis on the back of the trailer and head up to the mountain.
Wait a second. Are you guys...
You go with Miss Huckabee's?
She was doing some print work for us.
Albert. Forget Brad. Albert, come back to me. Where are you? Albert, picture a tree in a field. Good.
Now put someone you respect in the tree.
Hey, Dickweed!
Still Brad Stand.
Add someone else.
Like who?
You know, someone who can understand things, someone who can help you.
Who's your guide?
Well, I use Magritte, the Belgian surrealist.
I got someone.
Who is it?
Mrs. Shermer. She was my high school English teacher. She helped me.
All right, good.
He pushed her out of the tree.
Okay, Mrs. Shermer has a vacuum cleaner, Albert, that sucks up deer.
Dickweed.
Now she's going to send you raise of security and complete Dickweed. Acceptance.
Oh, he chopped her head off.
Hold on. You're doing well. Now, you can't. Now, don't give up now. Didn't she vacuum lawn?
Yeah, but then he vacuumed her. I had to chop him up with a machete.
Okay, Albert, I'm going to let you in on a couple of secrets. One, your mind is always occupied on something, so it may as well be something helpful like Mrs. Shermer and her vacuum cleaner. Two, there is no such thing as you and me.
So then there's just nothing?
Three, there's no such thing as nothing. There is no remainder in the mathematics of infinity. There's only the blanket.
I thought I understood the blanket. Now I'm not sure.
Flags and bags. Huckabee says, happy birthday, Mr. President. 50% off all knapsacks and pocketbooks. Oh, say, can you see how good this looks? Let freedom ring at Huckabee's, the everything store.
Huckabee's cornucopia of stuff we all want. But what happened to the gazelles? Were they squashed under the CD department?
Hey, Albert, how's it going?
What are you doing here, Brad?
I met Brad when I was investigating you. He called with his own existential conundrum. That's all.
I'm really, really glad I found out about these people.
That's bullshit, because he doesn't care about things like this. Where's the African guy? Bring me the African guy. Where's that African guy?
Dude, what are you talking about?
And why does he get to write poetry? There's no gazelles in North America, Brad, just so you know. And the building squashing nature is my imagery, not yours. You don't write poetry.
Everyone's intake procedure is different. I asked Brad to write a poem.
Yeah, and it wasn't enough for you that you came into my coalition? Okay. Now you have to come here and do... Okay.
All right. That's good.
We're the same, Brad. It's all the blanket, so...
There you go. Give it a shot.
That is wonderful, Albert.
Oh, honey, he's got it.
How are things at the coalition, Brad?
Great. Much smoother.
Great. I look forward to coming back and working with you.
I don't think that's going to happen, my friend.
I'm still in the charter. I built the coalition from scratch.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, I don't want to cramp you here.
That's what you mean to do! That's exactly what you mean to do!
What?
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 Do you see what he's doing? Tell them what you're doing.
Whoa, what?
God, he's come here today to conquer you just like he conquered my coalition. And now he is here today to unnerve me so that when Oren comes to town, I will blow it. That's what you mean to do. Tell him that's what you mean to do. Oh, my God, Brad, you're killing me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my, what am I talking about? Okay, and when Oren comes, I'll blow it and I'll get kicked out of the charter and then he can do whatever he wants with the coalition.
Who's Oren?
Oren is the Open Spaces National Director, and he's coming to review our charter.
I hope this isn't about Dawn. You know, he has a crush on my girlfriend.
Ooh.
That's crazy!
And why'd you stare at her?
She's a model!
Ah.
I'm going home.
Oh, no! Albert, please, stay with us for Moncala Hour.
What, I'm going to have a fucking ball at Moncala Hour, aren't
Maybe
I?
Albert should meet his other.
What, Tommy? No, that's a bad idea right now.
Yes, a dicey move. Maybe even dangerous, but potentially inspired. Bernard, give them both a connection.
Maybe. But Tommy's in a bad direction. It could spread to Albert.
No, you said that Tommy was going to be fine. What are you leaving out?
Nothing. Okay, give him his other. It's an inspired idea. It's groovy.
The connection will come back to us, Bernard. It all comes around. Like you say, take the long view.
Long view.
It's the other.
We're going to find out right now.
There
was a drought.
No había comida.
There was no crop.
No aceitunas.
No olives.
No alma de vida.
No soul of life.
No conejos en el horno.
No rabbit in the oven.
Comíamos saltamontes y hacíamos pan.
We mashed locusts and made bread.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I thought we were going to talk about petroleum.
Mrs. Echevarria visits us once a year from Spain. She's a sort of a little treat for our clients, a kind of spiritual pettifor, something that would be useful for you to be accustomed to.
Yeah, a real treat.
And,
you have received your answer.
Senorita, the petroleum situation was not created by nature like the drought or the olives or any of that. It was created by people, and this is the facts. It was created by people who act like nothing's happening, and that's causing all the problems.
No, 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 Tommy. One question only.
Okay.
Uno.
Here's the question.
No, no, I think
well, I want to know.
You've had your question
Senorita,
and the answer.
Forget
Tommy,
all about petroleum.
Senora is tired.
Yes. Senorita, why do people only ask themselves deep questions when something really bad happens? Then they forget all about it after. Right? And how come people are self-destructive? And third, I refuse to use petroleum. But there's no way I could stop its use in my lifetime, is there?
No.
I mean, Jimmy Carter would have a great electric car by now. I could have a Cadillac Escalade, then it would be electric.
Tommy, that is
I wouldn't have to ride on my bicycle.
That is three questions.
Well, I paid my money and I want a fucking answer, so just give me a second, okay?
I know, dear boy. We wanted you to meet Albert.
I thought you said next week.
Well, it turns out he could use a connection sooner than later. Tommy has been working with us since the big September thing. He's going to be your other.
What is it exactly?
No, like a buddy system, I think.
When we dismantle, it can get kind of rough, and it helps to have a friend going through the same.
Do you have a car?
A bike. Sometimes I take the bus.
Good. That's good. I like it. I can see why they put us together. Tommy Korn.
Albert Markovsky.
I'll be your other.
Join us for Mancala Hour. Come. Gracias, senora.
Gracias a usted.
What's happening with your case?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
They won't let me see my coincidence file.
You want them to solve a coincidence? That's why you came here?
Yeah, that's why I came here.
Who's the girl?
Faye Zapakovic.
Tops and mops?
That's her.
I doubt your coincidence is meaningful.
Why?
I have a book by a French thinker named Catherine Vauban. She says the same thing they say here about dismantling your day-to-day reality to see the big picture.
And then what's the difference?
Well, here they say everything's connected in the blanket, right? And Vauban says nothing's connected. It's all random and cruel. It doesn't matter what you know.
That's nihilism, Tommy.
They find it threatening, but it is very convincing. You know, my ex-girl will let me see my daughter. She's brainwashing her not to think or feel. Right? What kind of reality is that?
Not this one.
Exactly. I think you should just look at your file if you want to.
How am I going to look at my file?
You want to see your file? I'll distract them. You slip in for it. Act natural. Here comes your boy.
Hey. You playing my caller? Didn't know you were interested in existential issues, Brad.
Why? Because I'm a dumb sales executive instead of a sensitive artist like you?
Well, I just never heard you talk about it, that's all.
Why do you think I joined the Open Spaces Coalition, man?
I thought you cared about the issues.
I do.
Obviously, you had a different agenda, didn't you? What books do you read?
What books do I read? All right. Phil Jackson's Sacred Hoops. No, really, I read The Galleys when it arrived at Huckabee's. And you know what? Seriously, that book's got some good questions, man. You should read it.
Isn't it sports questions in that book?
No, wise ass. Phil Jackson's a smart guy. All right, come on.
It's an honest question, Brad.
I felt a little hostile.
Yeah.
I feel the same thing from him.
Who the hell are you?
Who the hell are you?
You want to go? Hey, don't be a jerk, buddy. Come on, don't be an idiot.
That's funny, but...
It is not funny.
Hey, he insulted me, man.
Hey.
He tried to attack me. I tried to tell you, you dancing with my girl.
Yeah.
You want to dance?
Guys,
you want to dance?
Guys.
Oh, I love to dance.
Tommy, look at me. Come on. You want to go at him, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I don't want to go.
All right, I'll go.
Grab my girl.
You guys want to have a
roll
with each other,
right?
You
want to
have a roll with each other.
Reptiles,
you
want to
go backwards,
reptiles,
right? You
want to
be back on all fours, right?
Come on.
That
fierce
as you
want to
keep for the battles inside, okay?
What are you doing?
I
Bernard, the dismantling thing with the whole, you know, all the poetry stuff and all the thing. But I got it. We got it. It's no big deal because I got it now.
Where every relationship is possible, guys. Brother, husband, child.
Security breach. He broke into his file.
What did you do, Albert?
This is my investigation now.
You think you know what you're doing? You haven't even begun to dismantle your identity or your fear.
Hey, Albert's got to do what he's got to do. Anybody think they know better? Want to take a shot?
It's my coincidence.
Nobody. Yeah, nobody.
Sorry I grabbed you.
Reptilian.
Come on.
Goodness, it is you.
Yeah, it's me, Albert. How are you? This is my friend Tommy.
Hey, Tommy Point. How are
this
you?
This the fourth coincidence?
No, I came here on purpose. I was wondering about our coincidences, what they mean.
We were just wondering if we spent a little bit of time with you, maybe try to understand it.
Perhaps you can be my guest for dinner.
That would be great, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait here. I must ask my mom.
Okay. Guys, go! The foul!
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Stephen, how'd you end up working as a doorman?
It is our immigration agreement. We must work.
The building supervisor who hired Stephen is a member of our congregation.
He was so skinny when he moved in here.
Skeleton man from Africa.
I don't want to hear it again. There will be no internet tonight.
He didn't know what a can opener was. Brett. He opened cans with a big knife like a refugee can.
Brett. And there aren't lions roaming around here, but there were in Sudan, and the orphan boys got chased.
You
always
get this wrong.
Big alligator bit his friend's head off.
There's no alligators in Africa.
He wanted to know where all the meat comes from since he didn't see any cows around.
Guys, that's enough.
Albert, what brought you to the philosophical club?
You mean the existential detectives?
Sounds like a support group.
Why can't he use the church?
Sometimes people have additional questions to be answered.
Like what?
Well, for instance... If the forms of this world die, which is more real, the me that dies or the me that's infinite? Can I trust my habitual mind, or do I need to learn to look beneath those things?
Sounds like we got a philosopher.
Philosopher, yeah.
We don't have to ask those kinds of questions, do we, Mom?
No, honey.
What happened to the cat, Albert?
How'd you know about my cat?
Cat was killed by curiosity.
Right. That cat.
Albert, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm the director of the Open Spaces Coalition. We fight suburban sprawl.
What's suburban sprawl?
Why don't you ask Stephen? They could use a little suburban sprawl in Sudan.
Excuse me, Dad.
Industry, houses, jobs, restaurants, medicine.
You can preserve a lot of open spaces and have jobs for people with
development. I beg your pardon, Albert. I wasn't finished.
Sorry, sir.
Clothes, videos, toys, cheeseburgers, cars, a functioning economy.
You can still have a functioning economy and preserve open spaces with a little planning.
Yeah.
Socialism. Complete disaster.
Theodore Roosevelt was a socialist, and William Butler
Theodore
Yeats,
Roosevelt.
Elizabeth Bishop, Henry David Thoreau, Robinson Jeffers, the National Geographic Society, where they're all socialists.
You're talking about socialism.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about not covering every square inch of populated America with houses and strip malls until you can't even remember what happens when you stand in a meadow at dusk.
What happens in the meadow at dusk?
Nothing.
Everything.
Nothing.
Everything.
Nothing.
Everything. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I work for an electrical engineering firm, son, and we do a lot of commercial and residential contracts. And if development stops, so does my paycheck. Then Stephen couldn't be here as our guest, could he? So your ideas hurt Stephen.
I'm not hurting Stephen. That's an outrageous accusation.
Don't use that tone of voice.
Well, I think you started that tone, sir, and I think it's entirely possible for your engineering firm to have jobs for people, preserve open spaces, have contracts, do the...
Whoa.
What's he doing?
Why is he closing his eyes?
Do you have a job, Tom?
No, I'm a firefighter.
Oh, God bless you. A hero.
I'm not a hero. We'd all be heroes if we could use some petroleum, though.
Excuse me?
You say you're Christians living by Jesus' principles, but are you?
Yeah, of course
what?
We are.
Jesus is never mad at us if we live with him in our hearts.
I hate to break it to you, but he is. He most definitely is.
All right, that's enough. Stephen, I don't know what this is about. Why they're here.
Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. I did not know.
Steve-O, I'm so disappointed.
It's all right. Look, he's sad.
I'm sorry, Steve-O. My bad. You didn't know.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I should be what?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
And why is that? Why should I be ashamed of myself?
You're a hypocrite.
I know what?
You're misleading these children. Because you're the destroyer, man.
How am I the destroyer? I
saw that SUV out there.
Oh, my car's the destroyer. You want to know how many miles per gallon I get?
Stephen, I really need to ask you a question. It's why I came here. Why are autographs so important to you?
It's a pastime of this family. At least they have talked to me. Jack and I'll carry on.
It's just for fun. It's for entertainment. No games at the table, please.
Yes. 260, and I've reached the Omega level.
Can I reach Omega level?
God gave us oil. He gave it to us. How can God's gift be bad?
Well, I don't know. He gave you a brain, too, and you messed that up pretty damn good.
I want you sons of bitches out of my house now.
If Hitler were alive, he'd tell you not to think about oil.
You're the Hitler. We took a Sudanese refugee into our home.
You did. But how did Sudan happen, ma'am? Could it possibly be related to dictatorships that we support for some stupid reason?
You shut up. You get out.
You shut up. Come on, let's get out of here.
Later, Steve. God bless you. Wow.
What's going on there?
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
Hi, guys. Hey, did you guys get anything good in there?
You didn't, did you?
No.
You hesitated over the mention of a cat. What does that mean?
It means nothing, just like my coincidence.
The cat seemed to hit a nerve.
Yeah, I had a cat once. He caught me. You guys are great. You're amazing.
The method worked. I saw it. It seemed to calm you down, right?
What method? Come on with that method. All right, that's a tranquilizer so people don't get pissed about the painful, ugly truth. You know it.
No, Tommy. It penetrates a unified infinity of everything.
We're not in infinity. We're in the suburbs.
Infinity is everywhere. That's what makes it infinity.
Okay, how does this connect? Mr. Nyeri is an orphan from Sudan who was chased by soldiers and crocodiles. So how does the love globe fit into that, man?
It's connected. Albert and Mr. Nyeri share a great deal. It's just that... Oh, my God.
What's she doing here?
That's Katarine.
Oh, this is worse than I thought.
Oh, it's much worse.
The meeting's going down at Huckabee's right now. Let's go.
Get out of here.
Hey, everybody! Calm down!
The National Office recognizes the charter. We're here today to give the director a chance to even the keel. So just give him a break.
Thank you, Warren.
Okay, first director now.
Excuse me.
Silence.
First of all, I would just like to apologize for my part of the fight that I had with Brad Stan a little while ago. Over the poems that did not go out with the Shania mailing.
Where's Brad?
Brad.
So I apologize for that. And I know that the big benefit's coming up with Brad. And Brad's running it, and it's going to go great. So, look, we're overlooking our core issues.
Brad is not here.
So to get us back on track, I have a new poem I'd like to read.
Point of order, please. A point of order. I want to discuss this strategy of poems, which are getting us nowhere.
Excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am? Poems are amazing, okay? They will help you and your mind transform.
Who the hell are you?
I'm with Albert. They will help you to transform your mind into thinking differently. You guys need this, okay? This is great.
This is called an open meadow. An open meadow. An open marsh. In a cloudless sky.
Boring.
A crane flies.
Oh,
and not a McDonald's.
I got you, Mary Jane.
Oh, is that for my grandson?
Oh, certainly isn't.
I'm talking here. Come on. You know what? Let me just finish reading my poem and then we'll review our strategy, okay?
Good job, Albert.
Can it be taped?
Excuse me. Brett, I would like to finish reading my poem, please. Thank
relax.
You. Sorry,
Albert. Relax. We're not doing the poem.
Don't give me the relaxing, all right, Brett?
Let him read the poem, man. He was in the middle of it.
That man is not in our coalition. He has no right to be here, and he has no right to speak.
No, ma'am, I'm not a member of the coalition, but I am a local firefighter.
And he's a great firefighter, and he's exactly who we want on our side, Angela. Besides, I don't know who these men are. These are members of our coalition.
They're working on the benefit. They're bringing a lot of support for our cause.
Conflict is an illusion.
Okay, shut up, Brad.
Hey, Albert.
What?
That's not the way a director behaves.
Why are you guys wasting all your time fighting each other?
Come on. Serious, put the egos aside for a second, guys, please.
Yes.
Deal with the issues, okay? We have a deadly petroleum situation. Not to mention cystic... Shut up! Shut! Cystic fibrosis? Civil war in Africa? Toxic fish? You have children in your own community going to prison. Father Flavin doesn't have the money to help them.
No
Ma'am, listen to me.
This is exactly the unfocused, idealistic approach by Al Bukowski. I don't understand. Our mission has nothing to do with this nuts petroleum fixation.
Just call me toxic, right?
I have a BMW SUV, and I like driving. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Orin, please. Look, you gotta give me a chance, all right?
We gave you a chance. You're out of the charter.
No, he can't be out of the charter. He is the charter.
I wrote it.
Marty, call security.
I move to vote. Second.
All in favor of Brad becoming the new leader of the coalition, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, come on.
That's bullshit.
Congratulations.
Be strong. Be strong because you're going to be back.
Don't worry about those people. They don't appreciate you. Albert, what happened there is reality. It's cruelty and it's chaos. The detectives are wrong. What were you trying to do? You were trying to do a good thing, right? Well, look what happened. I'm going to the other side, Albert. I seriously suggest you consider coming with me as my other.
Albert!
You're wrong.
Tommy, you're full of shit. You guys got nothing to offer, man.
Tommy, no. Yes. This is the money right now. Yes?
No.
You know how hurt you feel? This is the perfect opportunity to dismantle now.
Stay away from me! Stop!
Look! Listen! Throughout infinity, your energy recycles into every possible relation to everyone else's energy, even Brad's. You've been predator and prey with him. Friends, enemies, brother, sister, mother, child.
I give and I give and I give and he takes and he takes and he takes.
Mama.
All right, baby. All right.
It's a romantic fantasy. And you left that part out, okay? When you were taking my cash, I want it back.
Yeah, and if I wasn't pro bono, I'd want my money back, too. You don't
send it to my ex and my kids. Hey, you sign your bike out. Sign your bike out.
Tommy, come on.
Go, I'll block for you.
Maybe I should just quit. I mean, what's the point of life anyway?
I can answer these questions for you.
You can, because I don't think the other guys are doing such a hot job.
Believe me, I can.
The writer Tommy's into? Are you unhappy with their work?
Yeah, I'm ready to cross over to your side.
Tell me about your case.
Well, you seem to be following me pretty closely. Why don't you tell me about it?
You are miserable, obsessed with your strange coincidence.
Yeah, but they just want to talk about Brad Stand.
They betrayed you as he did.
That's right.
Betrayal embodies the universal truth you seek.
What truth?
Cruelty, manipulation, meaninglessness.
Yeah.
Did they follow you?
No, I lost them on rapport. Hey,
thanks for helping me out back there.
Rob, glad you're here, Albert. This is the place to be. Once you realize the universe sucks, you got nothing to lose. That's what gives you la force. The force. La force. Strength for strength.
La force.
You guys got a method here? Yeah. Deconstruct your mind to the blackness, okay? Just accept it for what it is. It's nothing. There's no glowing guys, no infinite mothers, none of that bullshit. My coincidence is meaningless, isn't it?
Think, Albert. Have you betrayed yourself? Hey, wait a second. What are we doing here? I don't want to go to this building. Stop!
Trust her, Albert.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, 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 what did she give
you? No, stay away from me. I don't want to talk to you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Well, this is a rare occasion.
Where is she?
Who?
Katerine.
This is Katerine.
The woman who's spying on me, where is she?
I don't think this is funny.
Oh, God, here we go again. What's happening?
He's just making a joke on me.
Are you making fun of your mother?
No.
Why can't you get along with her?
So, how's your poetry job?
I got fired from it.
Oh, couldn't even hold down a poetry job.
Brenda, what the hell did you do?
I didn't touch it.
Bullshit. I have this programmed on my favorite stations on a timer.
Can I please have some time with my son? I want to show him an article that I have here on marketing internship. You see this?
It's great, Mom. It's right up my alley.
What it is, it's a new hot... Didn't I... I sent this to you. Why don't you ever listen to
me? Have you seen the system, Albert?
I know. State of the art. We've got
speakers all through the house.
Poetry.
Wait, listen to this. Oh, 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 give me action. Find me attraction. Out of my
head,
do what I dare.
It'll be easier to talk now.
Where did she come from?
What's going on?
What the hell's
See,
happening
See, I wasn't
here?
Making
is
a
she
joke.
With you? What's
I
her
would
name?
Like to discuss some curious findings.
Who is this lady?
I found here in your apartment a rather troubling piece of evidence.
What
do
evidence?
Do you recognize the handwriting, Mr. Makovsky? Excuse me, Mr. Silver?
This is silly. Let's go.
No.
I want to go.
Could you please read the date for me?
November 17th, 1989. Albert was 9. This is his journal.
Would you mind reading this out aloud?
No.
Please.
This stuff doesn't matter. Let's go. Yeah? Oh, my God.
I came home from school. Mom was in the kitchen with a strange lady. Mom told me to go back to my room. I thought I was in trouble. She closed my door and said Paris got hit by a car and killed. And then she took me back to the lady in the kitchen and told me to spell words to show how I am a good speller. I said I had to go to the bathroom. I climbed out the window. I went down the block. I saw Barney playing punch bowl. He said I looked sad. I told him what happened to my cat. He said, that's sad, then I cried, but I tried not to show that. Some of the kids laughed. Barney said he cried when his dog died, and the kids stopped laughing. His cat died. He was sad. What's your point?
Nothing strikes you as odd?
See, it's nothing. Let's go.
These things happen.
Oui, c'est vrai. The universe is cruel. But tell me this, Mrs. Silver, this lady you gave the coffee to...
It's Helen's sister. I don't remember her name. I met her the once.
Was there some painful thing about this stranger that required your immediate attention?
No, Helen wasn't home, so I offered her sister a cup of coffee.
But you agree that Perry meant a great deal to Albert.
Hey, you can't make a federal case out of the cat.
Oh, answer the question, please.
Well, I don't know much about the cat. I traveled a lot for work.
Hey, we're not talking about this anymore. It's embarrassing me.
Precisely the point.
What?
You were embarrassed for feeling sad about the death of your cat. It's painful enough to feel sad, but on top of it, to feel embarrassed for feeling, that is the killer.
How is that my fault? I didn't tell him to be embarrassed.
But you did. It was more important to have a cup of coffee with a perfect stranger than to talk to Albert about what for a small boy is a large tragedy.
That's ridiculous.
He climbed out his window, a criminal in his own house. Why?
I don't know.
I think you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, stop it.
I think you should go.
No, I will not go. Albert has a place here, a place you have denied.
This is my home. I can tell him what I want.
Yes, your home is a lie.
What does that mean? I gave my life to this selfish bastard.
So he could be an ornament to you, not a person.
God, what are you, a bitch? You're a bitch. How many kids do you have,
listen,
bitch?
Listen, listen. Oh. This is your mother.
You asked me to come up here?
What does the doorman have to do with this?
He was orphaned by civil war. You were orphaned by indifference. This is but one part of your puzzle. Do you see?
Oh, now the timer's all fucked up. Brenda! Gee, is it that hard? Go ahead and do it.
All I want to do is listen
I
to
spent
you.
What? I spent $2,000 on
I
this?
I want to listen to a radio.
meet you later by the rock.
Sorry, man. Maybe I need like a minute.
Tried to get you to see.
See what?
You were trained to betray yourself right here. That's why you betrayed yourself by going to Brad.
Why didn't you figure this out? Why didn't you bring me here?
Because you lied to us. You told us that the African guy was the doorman at your friend's building, not at your parents' building. You encrypted the truth. That's how good you are at betraying yourself.
Right.
I told you that he wasn't ready for Infinity.
Oh, hey, don't start with that magic blanket bullshit, okay?
It's not magic. It's just the way things are, Tommy. You and me in the air are actually tiny particles that are swirling around together. Look right here. You see?
Okay. But look at the cracks between these particles. And the cracks we fall through, the holes of nothingness.
Exactly, because that's what I just experienced upstairs.
Well, look closer. There are tiny particles connecting the larger cubes.
Yeah, and then tinier cracks between the connections.
And even tinier connections.
And even tinier cracks.
Yeah, but if you look close enough, you can't tell where my nose ends and space begins because they're unified. See?
So what? You can't see any of this anyway. Do you see anything?
No. But I want to debate this particle cube thing.
You live all the time with things you can't see. You can't see electricity, can you? You can't see radio waves, but you accept them.
Trust.
Fuck trust.
You better stay away from Katerina Albert because she's going to lead you down the path to darkness.
She was our prize graduate student until she went astray.
No, I think that I am going to stay with her and the cracks and the pain and the nothingness because that's more real to me. That's what I feel.
Word!
Okay, we're not spoiling it.
No, we're going to work with Brad.
And it'll all come back to you and interconnection.
Brad, are you kidding me? I'm going to work on that prick and it's all going to come back to pain and no connection.
No.
It's on.
We'll see.
We'll see. Oh, damn.
Kafka. He's planning garbage for us.
Kafka.
Kafka.
Look at that soap fishing. Ooh. She found his poem.
I was hoping for a break like this.
Don't climb my neck.
Whoa.
I'm happy to see with you, Dawn.
Putting on a show, can't say no. Inside, I'm drowning, sighing, and frowning. That doesn't sound very happy to me. Does it sound very happy to you?
I only wrote frowning. Rhyme with drowning.
Then why did you need drowning?
To rhyme with frowning. There's nothing.
That name? Look! And why do they have to go through our yard and go through the garbage? What is he doing? Stop that. Why is he sniffing my brow?
Perspiration levels indicate stress, and that's kind of high.
Brad signed a rather comprehensive contract allowing unfettered access to your home.
Well, it's my home, too, and I didn't sign anything.
Well, you're going to have to work that out with Brad. Your mortgage is in his name, and you're not married.
At least from this year.
Last year, we went to St. Bart's.
What about this year?
No, we didn't take a trip this year.
How come?
Too busy, a lot of work.
Too busy to go have fun?
Honey, why are you involved with this? You don't believe in therapy.
Oh, see, I don't see this as therapy. I'm proactive. These people are action-oriented. It's like the company retreat at Hilton Head. Remember?
No, hey, get out of there.
No, no.
Remember,
hey, no.
Remember last year? Remember last year?
I'm just going to take her quickly.
The paragliding? It's just like that.
No, it's not like that.
Actually, it is. No, it is. And then everything lined up nice. It seemed like they were helping Albert. They could help me, help the open spaces, help Huckabees.
What are you talking about?
He did mention it in his application that he felt exhausted from having to constantly charm everyone, but doesn't see any alternative because...
Quote, you need to get people to like you to be successful to get things done in this world.
Brad likes to be charming. It comes naturally.
I only put those things in the garbage as a joke.
Yeah, see? That's funny.
Backdoor way to charm. That's joking as a disguised request for approval. That's saying, joke, but really love me. Joke, love me, joke, love me.
Miss Campbell, how have you felt about being pretty?
Oh, please. I don't think of myself as being that pretty. Oh, yes, that's changed at Huckabee's, but, you know, I was never the pretty girl.
Really?
No. I just have to keep up with this gorgeous hottie.
How's the sex?
How was the sex?
Come on, guys. Come on. That's private.
That's gross.
Preliminary surveillance indicates it's been infrequent and short, 8 to 9 minutes, typically.
Surveillance? You've watched us?
No, just listen.
So your surveillance is wrong.
Yeah. It's quantity, not quality.
What?
She meant quality, not quantity.
I know. I was only joking.
Were you joking when you said quantity and not quality?
In regards to sex?
We're not going to discuss
we're
this
we're private
right now.
About our 7 minutes
it's
of heaven.
Than that, don't
8 minutes of heaven. It's not quality. It's quantity.
You want to see her after
oh
a couple
God,
of margaritas?
Oh, my God, I'm crying. Honey.
What is
Why
it?
Why did you have to write this poem? Now, come, we can't discuss these things ourselves. Where is this relationship going, huh?
Why is marriage and kids so important? I mean, there's an overpopulation problem.
Whoa. Well, that came out of left field.
All right. Why is having children the ultimate performance for successful people? Why?
Well, it doesn't have to be a performance. You know, we don't have to have kids. We could just, you know, think about it or not. We could just be ourselves, jet skiing, whatever.
This is not why I hired you.
Then why did you hire them?
Well, I have a meeting. Oh, there it is.
Would you like some tea?
A little lemon.
So, I've never really done anything like this before. Where would we start?
Get it?
Yeah. I did. I felt it. It's hard to describe.
Very, very good. Your turn.
Now.
Not so hard.
Sorry.
Now. 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 Now.
You get it?
Yeah, you stopped thinking.
It's fantastic.
It's like I'm here, but I'm not. So I'm not here. It's just. I don't know. Do it one more time. It's like I'm a rock or a dish of mold. I'm whatever else is around, so I'm free to just exist.
This is the answer. We just have to be this all day, every day.
The answer.
Do it again, do it again.
Now!
Careful, my young students. You cannot stay in this state all day.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? It is inevitable that you are drawn back into human drama, desire, suffering, everything that exists in this imperfect world.
Shit.
So we get drawn back into human drama and how important we think that is. Then we do crazy stuff. We have to go back to the ball so we can get the freedom of being like a dish of mold.
Yes, and then back to the drama, the suffering.
It's kind of a crappy deal.
C'est exactement ça. An absurd theatrical we must play out back and forth from pure being to human suffering.
But isn't the drama and suffering less if we do the ball thing every day?
Don't call it the ball thing. Call it pure being.
Well, doesn't the pure being ball thing make the day-to-day suffering easier?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
You're wrong. No, we're going to do this every day and we'll show you. It'll make it easier.
I'll prove it to you. Human drama is inevitable. Suffering cannot be diminished. You cannot escape, Tommy. You'll see. Existence is a cruel joke that entices in a form of desire.
It's a theater of desire.
Hello, buddy. It hurts. It's painful.
Wait here.
Where are you going?
Meditate on desire and suffering.
Can I come?
No.
Okay. I'll see you in a little bit. We'll do more pure being. Painful.
I hope so.
Fucking leave me.
no, no.
Hold up.
No. No. No, go back inside.
Can I make coffee?
You can't keep coming to work if you dress like that.
Me and Daryl made some 30-second spots Marty's gonna love.
These are the best tops around. Last time, last year, not so good. But now, this is the truth.
Marty's gonna hate them, Dawn. He's gonna hate them.
There's glass between us. You can't deal with my infinite nature, can you?
That is so not true. Wait, what does that even mean?
We've talked about your intimacy problem. What's the core of it? Intimacy is combo of infinites.
I'm definitely gonna have an intimacy problem with you if you keep dressing like that.
Well, it's only been a week.
One day is too much. The people at the office are freaking out.
See, you could get free, Brad, but you think you have to be Superman in control. And that means you are the source instead of part of the infinite. And that makes it too hard for us, baby.
Stop talking to me like that.
You hired the detective.
You don't have to listen to every word they say.
How am I supposed to know which parts to listen to?
I'll tell you.
No, that's confusing.
But take that off.
No. Can I have my car keys, please?
Give me my glasses.
No.
Give me my glasses.
You give me my car keys.
No.
Yes.
You stay at home till you dress normal. You don't come to work.
Trees and bees.
Hey, Daryl. How are you?
Hi, honey. Dawn, this is Heather.
Hey, I'm Heather.
Do it.
Let's make a commercial.
I'm a really big fan of yours.
Well, thanks. So weird to meet my boy. Welcome to the family. What? This script only has my lines, and I don't see another character here.
I told you, you are the trademark voice of Huckabee.
Right. So what?
She's the voice. I'm the face.
Go on, Heather. You're on.
Yeah, yeah.
All this and brains too.
Thanks, Daryl. They want me back in a bikini.
Dawn, please.
Wake up, pretty girl. The joke's on you. The joke is on you. Don't look at me. I just want to be left alone. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of you all looking at me. Look at me. Please, please, please. Everybody look at me now. I am so pretty. I am so pretty. Look at me. Everybody just wants to be me. I'm pretty.
Shania's on the stage. So we've got the executives here. Working their way back to the lesser donators.
Right. Well, when we did the Garth benefit in Dallas, we put the $10,000 bump donors
Garth?
Up here.
Was that Garth or Chris Garth?
That's classic Garth. Yeah,
classic the best. Garth. Yes.
Yeah, so when we did the Garth benefit in Dallas, that's what we
did. Where's Marty? Where is he? Have you even seen my commercials? Have you? I'm doing this for you. They're your detectives, and they gave me this truth.
Wow,
do you understand this? Laugh between us! Don't look at me like that! There you are, Martin. Why don't you like my spots?
Honey, this look is hurting you and it's hurting Huckabee's.
This is myself.
Then you won't speak at the benefit as yourself. That is not Huckabee's.
I am still Huckabee.
Not in that bonnet.
It's in my eyes, Marty. It's like that story of the cave.
What in God's name is happening to you? I mean, we trusted you. We took care of you. We made you into a national icon. Pulled you out of a mall. You've been given everything by Huckabee's.
Huckabee's.
Wow.
Bradley.
There's board members here.
Something
or else. It's not going to look too good for a new corporate guy.
What?
You got corporate.
I got corporate.
You got corporate. Now get corporate and go and contain her. All right? She said Huckabee's. Yeah. She said Huckabee's.
What are you doing? What are you doing to us?
I'm in my tree. I'm talking to the Dixie Chicks, and they're making me feel better.
Well, I think the Dixie Chicks would like you to know that I just got promoted.
What?
VP for Public Affairs. I got corporate, Dawn. I'm sorry you had to go through all this. It's for the greater good. I went to the detectives to shake Albert out of the coalition. I admit that.
This doesn't make sense.
Sweetheart, you're mixing yourself up. Listen, you're mixing it all up.
Wait a second. Do you even care about the marsh and the woods?
Yes, I care about the marsh and the woods. Albert was not going to save them his way. You don't go through the back door with a poem and a bonnet. You go through the front door with a tie, and you own the marsh and the woods. That's how you're going to save them. Let's celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
You want some new clothes? I'll get you whatever you want. What do you need?
I don't know.
Pedicure?
Yeah, but do I have to be pretty all the time?
Well, you know, you have a choice.
But no, it's not a choice. I do have to be pretty.
Well, I'm pretty sure the Dixie Chicks would want you to spread your love here where you can at Huckabee's.
Right, that's good. You know what? You got Albert fired.
Stay positive. Bermuda, jet skis, pina coladas, all right? When you leave the office, will you go through the back door, okay? Because you don't look so good today.
Okay.
Espoir pour les bois, ils vont être détruits. Et le marais aussi. The woods are hopeless. Don't waste your time, they will be destroyed. So will the marsh. It is a losing game mankind has played for more than a century. Sadness is what you are, do not deny it. The universe is a lonely place, a painful place. This is what we can share between us, period.
What are you doing? You told me you were done with this stupid method.
Why can't I do it?
Because it is a fantasy. Do you want to live a fake life?
You don't have to get so threatened. I can mix your thing with their thing.
So you can't.
Why not?
Because they are completely different, and theirs is a lie. For the last time, forget the tree fantasy. And as for Brad, you must do to him for real what he did to you and...
You ditched me. First my family and now you guys.
She's my teacher too, Albert.
And she's still your teacher, Tom.
No, it's all different now. I thought we were a platonic trio, not some sick sex dance. You said that was bullshit.
Learn from this, Tommy. Painful truth. I warned you. Human drama.
So why you're doing this? To teach me?
Yeah, is that why you're doing this? To teach him?
Of course it is.
There are unique moments when two people share the deep sorrow of existence.
That's what I wanted to hear.
How can you believe that bullshit?
Tom, I'm sorry. This just happened. I've never done anything like this before. You know, but we can still be... You can still be my other, I think, right?
Shut up, Albert. I brought you here. I wanted to share the force with you, and you ruined it. You fell in love.
Do not defile it with cliché. It is unnameable.
Yeah. Well, I reject unnameable. It leaves me out.
Where's your pew being now, Tommy? I told you.
I'm just going to accept my loneliness, and I'm going to go to an even darker place of nothingness. From an even farther, more extreme nothingness on my own. I need you, God.
Sublime.
Hey, welcome. You like my new office?
Let's start with the method. We'd like to discuss. Okay, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm joking around, guys, but seriously, I want to quit the process with you. Nothing personal. I appreciate what you've done for me, but I'm over it.
You can't quit until the case is over.
I can fire you.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Paragraph 201. Neither client nor detective may terminate case prior to resolution as defined by paragraph 314, subclause T, which states...
That's not binding.
Oh, it's binding.
I'll find a lawyer.
Oh.
Or maybe even go to the FBI. How about that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I will. I'm not kidding.
No, Brad, this is how it works. You go to the police, you tell them that you went to the existential detectives, they ask why, you say, for personal reasons, or... Maybe you wanted to work the politics at your corporation by rattling Albert Markovsky.
I never told you that.
Well, give us a little credit.
The police go to Huckabee's. They talk to them. The board learns that rising star Brad Stand has weird existential issues. Or he fakes them.
Which is odd.
Which is worse.
Yep.
And your girlfriend, the voice of Huckabee's, is dressing like an Amish bag lady.
Okay, I get it.
No, Brad. Suddenly your star isn't rising anymore. It's sinking. Brad.
Okay, I said I get it, Bernie. Relax.
Passive-aggressive.
Shut up.
Aggressive-aggressive.
Does Dawn want to quit?
Dawn's into this crap for real, which is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Shall we get back to the case?
All right. What you got on me? Nothing.
Our staff did a little field work in Cleveland.
What? Talk to my family?
Mommy and Daddy look awesome. So do you, but this guy...
Why, he doesn't look too good.
You bastards.
He doesn't look too good, does he, Brian?
How could you do it? Are you kidding me? He weighs 250. He talks about geckos all the time. What's the point?
I thought he was a sweet, sensitive young man.
Oh, excuse me. You spoke to my fat, sad brother?
Yes, indeed, Brad, I did. At length.
Well, if he's so sensitive, why doesn't he lose 70 pounds and stop talking about geckos? Maybe he'll find some friends.
Well, you know, your brother feels that you're ashamed of him.
Are you sympathetic to him?
Are you kidding me? I gave him a car.
Mm-hmm.
I send him shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I... Look. Oh, guys. Geckos. And I keep them. I'm a pretty good older brother.
He wishes you would listen to him more.
About what? Geckos? I don't have all the answers, but maybe he should listen to me more and learn a little.
You have several stories that you like to tell over and over and over and over.
Oh, that's not... Come on, that's a lie. I'm not boring like him.
Like the mayonnaise story, the mayo story.
May 18th, sales meeting.
Shania's there, you know, promoting her apparel, right? It's 4 o'clock, she's starving. She hates mayonnaise, right? Allergic to it. So I ordered a ton of tuna fish sandwiches. Back then, that's all she's eating. Tuna fish. No mayo, darling.
June 5th, driving range.
No joke. We gave her a chicken salad sandwich once. Up in the back of the limo.
June 30th, the lake.
Shania's there, promoting her apparel, right? It's 4 o'clock, she's starving, she's a busy lady. So I order a ton of tuna fish sandwiches. That's all she's eating back then, tuna fish.
July 9th, flight 27 to Chicago.
Shania's there, promoting her apparel, right? It's 4 o'clock, she's starving. The lady hates chicken salad. Gave it to her once, she threw up.
August 17th, conference call.
Shania's there, promoting her apparel, right? No mayo. She hates it, and she cannot eat chicken salad. That's no joke.
September 3rd, in traffic, your cell phone.
Shania's there promoting her apparel, right? Back then, that's all she's eating, tuna fish. No mayo. I ate two of the sandwiches in front of her. She now eats 1.5. Now she believes me. She eats 1.5 sandwiches before she realizes it's chicken salad.
Why do you think that you tell the mayo story so much?
I don't know why.
It's propaganda.
For mayonnaise.
For you.
Specifically, you're so impressive because you know Shania, and you're so strong because you pull one on her.
You're a funny guy, a good guy.
Keeping everyone laughing so that maybe, quote, you don't get depressed.
So what's so great about depression?
Nothing. Unless it holds a key to something you compulsively avoid, so it will never be examined or felt. Hence, your behavior becomes a repetitive, like the story.
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 Shut up. All right. I don't have to tell stories.
What do you think would happen if you didn't tell the stories? Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.
Myself.
How am I not myself?
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 How am I not myself? How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not
myself?
How am I not myself? How am I not myself? How am I not myself? How am I not myself? How am I not myself? How am I not myself?
Bradley?
She's starving. She's a busy lady. So I order a ton of tuna fish sandwiches. That's all she's eating back then. Tuna fish. No mayo.
Hey, Bradley, how do you like the Department of Medicine?
Freaking awesome, man.
Hey, Gray, you want to hear something funny? The Dundalee Cups are blown out in the Sun Belt franchises. Now, how's that for super weird? I mean, that's a good thing to bring to the table today, right? Now, you are just what the doctor ordered, my friend. Right?
Right on.
Well, let's go, dude. I'm going to introduce you to the board of directors, my friend.
John, what did legal say?
Jerry,
we have a legal problem.
Oh, I disagree. Getting the salmon stripper, call it a bass basher, they don't read English anyway.
Well, it's called tuna tornado.
There you go. Legal can cover that.
Yeah, speaking of Chennai and tuna, Brad has the most incredible story I've heard in 3 years. Go ahead, Brad.
It's a bass basher in Japan. What's that about?
Well, we've got a trademark issue in
Japan. A legal problem? Well, let's hear the Chennai story. I mean, that's what they want to hear.
Yeah, come on, tell the Chennai story.
Right. Come on, Brad.
I'm dying to hear that story.
What?
I don't want to tell that story, Marty.
Come on, you and Shania are downtown in the Loop in Chicago. You're opening up the store. Shania, she all of a sudden, she gets...
Hungry.
Really hungry, right. And so you order...
tuna sandwiches?
Tuna fish. You order the tuna fish, okay, but you realize that she's allergic to...
Marty, no.
She's allergic, yes, come on, she's allergic to what? Why don't you and me go outside and have a talk? Come on.
I'll be back in five.
So you're gonna put a bonnet on?
Be right back.
What the fuck was that? Oh, Brad, look at yourself.
Why?
You're sitting in a big pile of shit.
Fred, it's okay. Believe me, it's okay.
Nothing's okay.
Nothing's okay, so it's okay.
I'll go with you.
You think it's bad, right? Because your house is burning and you might have lost your job.
I gotta go. I gotta go to a benefit. Don't tell anybody. No, tell everybody. I don't care. Tell everybody. Oh, maybe not.
But wait a second.
Oh, no, please don't tell anybody. You didn't see me cry. Nobody sees that picture. Nobody sees that picture. Why did you do that?
No. We didn't do this. We would never do something like this.
Never.
Never.
Well, maybe sometimes. But we didn't do this.
Who the hell is that lady with the camera?
See, this is an art thing.
That is her thing.
It's a little mean. We wouldn't do it like that.
All you bastards.
Brad!
Brad!
Brad, we didn't do this.
She did it, Brad.
Yes, I did.
That fire was a bitch-ass thing to do.
No, it liberated you from the Brad.
Or did it bond me to Brad in the insanity of pain until I saw that I'm Brad and he's me?
Yes. No.
Come on, you guys work together, don't you?
No, we don't work together at all.
Really? It's not like some secret deal where she picks up where you leave off and then we come back to you?
Believe me, there is no secret deal.
Well, there should be, because that's the way it works. You're too dark and you're not dark enough. You three were close, right? Maybe too close. And then it went sour and it propelled you into one extreme and you into another extreme. So voila! Two overlapping, fractured philosophies were born out of that one pain.
Albert!
Wow. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Yeah, treat it like it's a car.
It's not a car. It's my job.
Sorry, I thought you were Shania.
Can I get your autograph, please? One world.
These are still the old pictures.
This is a collector's item for sure. Thank you so much.
What's this, Don?
Do you love me?
I think so.
With the bonnet? It's over, Brad. I had a fire and almost died, and he came, and he almost died because he cares about the same things, and that shows there's no nothing, even when you die, and he likes the bonnet.
Excuse me?
We have a VIP function here. I'm going to ask you guys to leave, please. The gentleman behind the bush, would you ask him to leave, please?
Did they ever change the benefit?
Oh, I didn't even try to get it. Brad, I thought about chopping your head off with a machete many times.
I thought about hacking up with an axe, Albert, or smashing your face in with a baseball bat. 18th floor.
You going up?
We're going down.
No, I think you're going up.
Right you are, sir. Come on in. Ma'am.
Oh. Mary Jane!
Oh, it left. How could you do that to us? You liar.
This is a win for us. Come on, Mary Jane.
A Dexie Court Mall in my grandfather's forest is not exactly a win. And they've already started surveying to start construction.
Mary Jane, we saved the marsh.
By giving them the woods.
Are we going up or what?
All you did was make Huckabee's look good. That's all you did.
Albert, how can you be so calm? Did you hear what Brad did to us?
Don't worry, I'm dealing with it.
Sit with me and Shania and you'll see this is a win for us.
Shania doesn't give a shit.
Oh, Shania cares.
Let's go.
Shania doesn't give a shit.
We saved the marsh.
Fuck him.
So you sold out the woods.
This new mall is going to be very eco-friendly. I saved half the trees. Did I sell out the woods? I don't know. I tried to do some good, you know. I saved half of them.
Brad, I torched your jet skis.
And my house?
No, just your jet skis. It spread to the house. I'm sorry.
36th floor.
You guys going down?
Good. Who is that? You or me?
Hit the alarm!
You're only smushing yourself, Brad! And now I'm smushing myself! Now I'm smushing myself!
Stop it!
21st floor.
Shania.
Brad, do you realize when they destroy the West?
No, let me explain.
The temperature of the marsh rises 5 degrees and the entire food chain is degraded.
No, I'm
starting with the frog.
Well, let me explain. Okay, but we've saved half the wood.
I'm a vegetarian, Brad. I eat tofu tuna.
With the mayo, and you like
Shania,
it.
Albert. I used to run the open spaces coach.
She knew my name.
See? So what if she knew your name?
Oh, I'm only joking, man. Come on. Yeah, okay. I'm caught up in that shit.
So am I. That's how I bought into you.
18th floor.
Albert, we owe you an apology. We should have stayed with you.
Thanks, Angela. I'll see you at the meeting on Tuesday. We're going to stop those bulldozers.
I don't have a job. I don't even know who I am.
That's exactly how I felt. Try this lady.
Ah, here he comes!
Oh, boy.
The man poet who bagged Francis' Dark Lady of Philosophy. The parking lot crusader of truth.
Turned his back on his other like a cold-blooded gangster.
I know.
You hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry.
But you had to do it anyway, didn't you?
She's a very powerful person, and I have lived with a lot of women.
Obviously.
And she used me to teach us about the inevitability of human drama.
So? Is that where you get off the ride?
Hell no.
I didn't think so. Looks like you saw some truth.
Looks like you saw some truth.
What'd you see?
Well, the interconnection thing is definitely for real.
It is! Yeah. I didn't think it was.
I can't believe it. It's so fantastic.
It's amazing.
I know.
But it's also nothing special.
Yeah, because it grows from the manure of human trouble. You see, the detectives, they just wanted to gloss right over that. But in fact, no manure, no magic.
Did you hear some of that?
Some of it sounds pretty good.
I think this case is closed.
Is it ever really closed?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I was thinking about chaining myself to a bulldozer.
Do you want to come? What time?
1:30.
Sounds good. Should I bring my own chain?
We always do.